Reliability. In addition to being honest, an effective leader will earn trust by being reliable in everything she or he does. Conversely, if you prove unreliable, employees will not trust you. This makes it vital to follow through on everything you say. If you indicate that there is a boundary that employees should not cross, you must address it when that boundary is crossed, even if it is with a mild response such as, "Don't do that again." If you say you will give an employee certain requests to time off, then you must accomplish this. If you tell an employee you will follow up, then it is vital to follow up. Being reliable also means being consistent. Ignoring one employee's misdeeds or successes is as bad as ignoring every employee's successes or misdeeds. In some ways, it is even worse because it can communicate a sense of favoritism. The level of pressure and the amount of work you have before you may make it impossible to meet every one of your commitments. However, you can lessen this reality through adopting the following suggestions. Keep a well-organized planner, either a calendar or some sort of organizing system where you can write down your commitments. Make a point to acknowledge your receipt of employees' requests in writing, but also remind employees that you must have requests in writing as well. Don't overpromise and underdeliver. If you are unsure if you can award time off, don't tell the employee that you can. One of the most important things you can tell an employee, and yet one of the most difficult, is that you don't know or you are not sure. While you may fear that this will undermine your employee's confidence in you, you can counter this with a statement that you will find out. Make sure that you follow up, however, if you do make that promise. If you find that you are unable to meet a previous obligation you made, make sure that you inform the other person as soon as possible. Sometimes an emergency can come up or the situation can change. You don't need to offer a full explanation most of the time, although in some cases it may be necessary and appreciated. But you do need to let the other person know as soon as you know. If you have a meeting with an employee scheduled, try at that point to reschedule it.